I'd like to welcome Dr. Yana Liang, and thanks for joining me, Yana.
Thank you for having me.
Can you introduce yourself and give an overview of PFAS chemicals in the industry and in the environment?
Sure, yeah. So I'm a professor and chair of the Department of Environmental and Sustainable Engineering at UAlbany. My research has been focusing on pollution remediation, various organic waste valorization and conversion to fuels and chemicals. Back to the remediation, yeah, I have been working on remediation of PFAS for several years. So these chemicals, very, very difficult to work with. One reason is because this family includes over 5,000 different structures. It's a huge, huge family, highly diverse, with different structures, different physical chemical properties. Also, these chemicals are termed as PBT, so that is persistent, bioaccumulative, and toxic. So presence of these chemicals in the environment is bad for the ecosystem and also bad for the human beings' health. So that's why we are developing different remediation technologies to remove these chemicals from different environmental matrices. These chemicals have been used in industries starting from 1950s, kind of like magic chemicals. You know, it's very, very useful. So that's why it's used in many, many places. Household-wise, for example, you know, carpeting, clothing, even cookware. So there are so many places, so many products contain these kind of chemicals. In around 2000, we realized these chemicals are dangerous.
As you were discussing the diversity of the PFAS family, do PFOA and PFOS get more attention because they are the most common, or are these the end degradation product of the rest of the family?
Yeah, you're right. So number one, these two chemicals, PFOS and PFOA, they have been in the spotlight the most among, you know, all of these kind of PFAS family members. Number one, they are very, very persistent. They are end product of degradation. So the precursors in the environment can be degraded to these two. So that is one reason. Another reason is for industry purposes. You know, some industry, they just use PFOS, some just use PFOA. As a result, you know, we see high concentration or higher concentration of these two than the rest of the others.
What are some of the methods of PFAS remediation in surface water? And can PFAS be cleaned up in the soil and in the subsurface?
We look at remediation technologies from three aspects: physical, chemical, and biological. We know PFAS is everywhere. And if you ask me, can we remove these chemicals from different environmental matrices? I would say yes. Including me, you know, lots of researchers are working very hard to study different remediation approaches or technologies. So we have a lot of technologies we can use. In terms of surface water, I'm not aware of any surface water treatment system in place, because surface water, consider, you know, rivers and lakes, you know, the volume is just too huge to work with. So I think right now the remediation has been focusing on degrading these chemicals, removing these chemicals from highly contaminated sites, either groundwater or soil. And then sorption is the number one approach for doing this kind of work.
By sorption, would that be like a filtration process?
Sorption, basically you have sorbent, and normally we use either resins or activated carbon. So we pass contaminated water through this sorbent or filtering bed, and then the contaminants, PFAS, will be sorbed to the sorbent, and then the water passing through the filter will be clean, hopefully free of PFAS.
Do you work at any particular contamination sites?
Well, not yet. So I have been in discussion with several contaminated sites and companies, and it is difficult. I mean, I can understand. So the responsible parties or companies, they have been very, very cautious in disclosing any information related to PFAS and what data they have in terms of this contamination, because of legal issues, legal concerns. So my lab doesn't have contaminated samples yet. But with all these contaminated samples, we can still do lots of work. You know, we can buy standard chemicals. We can see how these chemicals can be or how can they be degraded. So we can still do lots of interesting works.
Yeah, absolutely. So the firefighter foams, I believe, were previously using the 8-carbon PFOS. And now that this has been recognized, they're switching to the shorter chain C6 PFAS chemicals for use in firefighting foams. Do these shorter chain PFAS chemicals add any additional complexity to remediation?
So the shorter chain PFAS include C4 to C6. On one hand, you know, we have tried thermal degradation of long chain and short chain PFAS. So the short chain PFAS, they are faster to be degraded compared to the long chains. So that's a plus. On the negative side, these short chain PFAS, they tend to escape sorption. So when you have this mixture of PFAS going through the sorbent, you know, long chain can be sorbed much, much better compared to the short chain. And then another thing we have found out is they are fairly mobile because they have a higher water solubility. So think about in surface water, you have plants growing. So the plants can uptake, accumulate different chemicals, including PFAS. So the shorter chain PFAS tend to move up to the plant shoots or leaves, so the above ground parts. So that can affect the food chain system.
With your plant research, do you foresee the uptake into plants as a form of remediation or also as a study of natural bioaccumulation?
We see it as both. So number one is we can certainly use plant uptake. So another term is phytoremediation to uptake these contaminants from either soil or sediment or water. Once these chemicals are transferred to the plant tissues or shoots, you know, we can do a thermal process to destroy these chemicals in plant tissues. So that is something we have done already. And another thing is to study this, how plants uptake these chemicals, you know, from the ecosystem perspective. If we know certain plants, you know, accumulate more than the others, we may be able to develop certain ways to make decision which ones we should grow. And then, so that is from an environmental management perspective.
The Norlite facility in Cohoes, New York was burning firefighter foam for the Department of Defense as a form of disposal. From your research, do you have any indication of what the safety of PFAS combustion may be or what the combustion products are?
The thermal process we have been studying use temperature only like 300 degrees C, so it's not that high. So it's much, much lower compared to combustion temperature, so that is close to 1,000 degrees C. Disposing AFFF through combustion is a debated issue. Some researchers report, you know, some PFAS cannot be burned completely even after incineration. Another one is the combustion process may convert these PFAS to small molecules, and these small molecules may be even more or still toxic to the environment. For example, hydrofluoric acid, HF, so that is highly toxic. Another way for disposal, especially AFFF, is dispose them at hazardous waste landfill. But again, you know, there's other disadvantage to this approach. You know, long-term speaking, we really don't know whether these chemicals can leach to groundwater or the surrounding environment.
Do you have any comment about the establishment of the maximum concentration levels for PFOA or PFOS in drinking water at 10 parts per trillion?
Yeah, 10 parts per trillion, 10 ppt. I think that is very, very good for people who live in New York. I guess different states have different standards. I think 10 ppt for PFOS or PFOA is quite low. Yeah, I welcome this MCL standard. We have to have low MCLs given the persistent toxicity of these chemicals in the environment.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
As researchers, we are happy to do some research, find solutions to solve these real-world problems. Yeah, we are excited on working on this project. and we welcome any collaboration opportunities with businesses, industries, so we can really move the dial.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.